listening to the Art Problems Podcast, episode 52. I'm your host, Patty Johnson. This is the podcast where we talk about how to get more shows, grants, and residencies. And today I want to talk about the subject of media. This subject comes in response to a listener who asked me a series of questions around press that I'm summarizing here. The first question being, does anyone read art form and do I need to? How important is press? Do I need a catalog? Should I pay to be included in New American Paintings or I Like Your Work catalogs and the like? And the answer to that first question has become something of a joke in recent years because the truth is that most people don't read art form. But like any publication, people read it when they publish something relevant. And today is actually a very good example of that because their new editor-in-chief, Tina Rivers Ryan, who some of you may know because she was formerly the digital art curator for the Albright Knox, she posted a letter explaining that Viewpoints expressing support for people in Gaza needed to be heard. Some of you may also remember that David Velasco, the former editor-in-chief, was fired for posting a letter in support of Gaza. There's a lot of details to that letter and that firing that I won't get into here just for the sake of time. But the point is that that statement was a really important one to make, which is why it's circulating, which is to say, the question about art form is less about any individual magazine, but how to stay current on contemporary art discourse and whether that's necessary. And the answer to that question is that yes, it is absolutely necessary. In the same way it's necessary to attend important shows so that you can have opinions about them, it is important to read what people are discussing so that you can participate in those conversations. And it's much easier to position yourself and your art within the art world when you're familiar where that discourse is happening. So the press helps with all of that. Following the discourse also helps you cultivate press relationships because you'll have enough knowledge of the industry to be useful to press, and you'll be familiar enough with their work to speak to it. You know, I've talked about this a lot, but it is always very important to be just as interested in what somebody else is doing than what you're doing. Your interest in other people is what will generate interest for you. And a great way to get known to the press is by offering a perspective on the industry that they wouldn't have otherwise. They need you just as much as you need them. You might not have that knowledge yet, though, if you're just starting out. And if that's the case, your first actions need to be around getting more familiar with the galleries in your region and the galleries where you want to show. And that's not a short-term activity. You'll likely be doing that for a couple of years. Now, press can happen in between that time, but normally it happens after you've become sort of known enough for your work to secure a solo show. And if you have a solo show, then you have a show that someone could write about. Now, the problem, of course, with all of this is that we are in a phase where media struggles are so severe, their economic and industry struggles are so severe, those problems have actually been referred to in the press as a mass extinction event. So to give you an idea of what I'm talking about, arts reporter Carolina Miranda left the LA Times in their latest round of buyouts. She was the person who was the head of the union that was negotiating on behalf of Times employees. So that's a big loss for the LA Times. ArtNet has hemorrhaged staff. The art newspaper was purchased by a luxury fashion brand, so we know that their coverage is going to be a lot like other people's coverage, which is really just following blue chip artists. The Washington Post has laid off staff. Vice Media has laid off staff. Sports Illustrated. The list goes on. And actually, we recently had a discussion inside Network about press coverage as a milestone for artists. And I think the words "that ship has sailed" were used to describe whether that could even be set as a milestone, meaning that press coverage is rare enough that we don't think that any artist should expect it. It doesn't mean you can't get it, but it's a lot more work than it ever used to be. Now, if you want feedback on your work, you have three means at your disposal right now. You can pay somebody to write about it. You can post on social media and ask for feedback about it. You can organize discussions or work with someone who can organize discussions. So I think the question at this point is, at what stage in your career, in an artist's career, does a catalog make sense? And when should you start thinking about it, right? Because if you want feedback on your work, you're going to have to pay somebody for it. A lot of the time, this is when we start talking about catalogs. If you're getting back in the game after a long break in your art, or you're only now able to focus on your art, which has been treated more like a hobby in the past, you're not ready to think about a catalog. You need to focus on your work. You need to focus on getting good documentation of that work and making sure that your website is up to date and has all the necessary components. This is something we help you out a lot with inside the network membership. You're working on your bio, your artist statement, and your Instagram. At this stage, you do not have time to worry about a catalog. And you don't even have the materials ready for a catalog to be effective. So you should just take that off your list. And one of the ways to really be able to manage your time effectively is to know what stage in your career you're in so that you can focus effectively, right? So if you know that you're just beginning, you may have heard like, oh, a catalog really helps. You don't need to worry about that right now. Take it off your plate. You've instantly got more time. If you are in this phase, you're looking at anywhere between 3 to 5 years before working on a catalog makes sense. Some people do it in a shorter period of time, no doubt, but that's the general time frame I've seen. And I think that's healthy. It takes a while for work to mature and for all the bodies of work to be built. The last thing you want to do is spend a lot of money on a catalog that you don't use because the work evolves so much in that time that by the time you're making other catalogs, the one that you made just doesn't make sense to send out to anybody. Catalogs start to make sense when you have specific goals for them. So an example might be that you've had a large show at a regional museum and you'd like to show the work in different cities. You want to show the work in a major metropolitan city, right? A catalog for that exhibition or one that includes that exhibition can help you leverage that show into more shows. I typically like to see essays in these types of catalogs. In my opinion, the leveraging of a museum show into more shows is probably the best use for catalogs. However, it's not the only one. Some artists will produce catalogs of their art to share with galleries they want to show with, and they won't be coming off a huge solo show. The purpose of these catalogs is less about the shows and more about showcasing the work for dealers in an easily digestible format. These types of catalogs don't need guest essays. If you have a solo show, it's great to be able to show install shots, but you don't have to have one. These can be catalogs that are just showcasing individual works, not the work in situ. They are more about providing a way to showcase that work to potential dealers than anything else. And in that way, a catalog, which you have to pay for, but still be selected for, like the ones produced by I Like Your Work, has some weight behind it, right? I'm a little bit more on the fence about New American Painting, which you have to pay for just to have a listing in that magazine. And I would not advise that artists take out ads in those publications. It's not going to work, so it's definitely not worth it. But the truth is that it's very hard to get seen via the press right now or via social media or any of the traditional tools that you're used to using. And that's why I think it's so important to really be thinking about documenting your work as though you're working towards a catalog, because it's something that at some point in your career, you're going to want to do. So you are working towards that catalog. It's also why I think building a mailing list is so important. You want to get the word out about your practice using all the methods you have at your disposal. And email will always be a big help in that department. All right, that's all for this week. I will see you back here next week.
Thank you for listening. If you like the show, please leave a review and share it with a friend. It really helps get that valuable information out to more artists just like you. You can find all of the names and the links that we reference in this conversation at workshop.art/podcast.